On 88.1, I'm Tom Hall. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. If you know this song, chances are that you know about the dance style called voguing. The Ha Dance by Masters at Work is something of an anthem in the voguing community. Baltimore has a very active voguing scene, which has been explored by one of my guests this morning, the French photographer Frédéric Nozissel. His portraits of members of Baltimore's voguing community are on display at the Julie Meneret Contemporary Art Gallery in New York this week. Dale Blackheart also joins us in Studio A. He's one of the subjects of Frédéric Nozissel's portraits. Good morning to you both. It's good to meet you.
Good morning. Good morning, likewise.
So, Dale, let me start with you. When folks think about voguing in America who are outside of the scene, they often think of Madonna's song from the 90s. You know, tell us about what voguing is and how it's related to this scene called the house ball scene.
Voguing is the Madonna style is just merely a portion of it. Voguing is just pretty much like a style of expression of art being put into pretty much a facade of a world, a fantasy, but brought to life, and you're able to be creative and totally free and boundless almost, you know, with the idea of being fabulous and glamorous brought to, you know, the world. And it all goes hand in hand with, of course, you know, in every political society, you have your parties that you're with, and, you know, that's your family and your friends, and that's usually where the house comes in, and you're a part of something. You have to be a part of something, even if it's just socially, technically not having that last name. Most people are affiliated with the house in some way, and mm-hmm. that's pretty much just like being a part of a family.
So house balls are events,
yes,
that in which voguing happens, and they're actually competitive events, I guess.
Yes, competitive for number of reasons, money, trophies, you know, even at times winning trips or, you know, different other rewards that will come about, you know. So it's definitely an event that all of these families get together to, you know, kind of go head to head.
All right, here's a clip from a recent house ball that took place in Baltimore. Actually, it was in November of last year.
Let's go! Get out of here!
Virgin, looking right past me. Virgin, talk, virgin, sight, walking, swimming, and feeling it. One chop, two chop. But give a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. It takes a lot of courage to get up here.
So Dale Blackheart, I guess in this context, the DJ's talking about virgin. This is a person who's walking down the runway for his first time.
Usually first time or one of the first times. It takes... they say usually it's a good time frame for about a year if you walk in that virgin category, whether it be runway or usually performance. Then you can evolve into with, you know, the big girl category, so to say. So
at a year, a full year,
a full year.
So that's
and
quite an
consistency.
Apprenticeship.
Yeah, they definitely look for consistency,
mm-hmm. and they're looking to make sure that you're for real and you're going to stick around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so it's another one time down the runway and then you're done.
Exactly.
So Frédéric Nozissel, how does a French photographer get interested in the house ball and voguing scene here in Baltimore?
Oh. I was first interested in Baltimore because it was a metaphor for me. It was a way to work on a field different from Paris, but that would make some connections with Paris banlieue. I needed to be in a place where all these different realities could stick together. So Baltimore is like if you took all the outskirts of Paris and you put it in the center. So I came here because of The Wire, actually, from written by David Simon, mm-hmm. And on the tracks of Omar's character. That is, for me, a metaphor of the masculinity in the 21st century in a very urban environment. And I bumped into the ballroom scene here by accident, in a way. I knew about voguing, but then suddenly I realized that there were all the voguers of Baltimore put together would be like Omar. Or I begin to work to
and remind us about Omar for folks who aren't intimately familiar with The Wire. But Omar is an interesting character on in a lot of different levels. But why Omar in particular from The Wire? Why was he of interest to you?
Well, Omar defines his own justice and his own geography in the city. Means he cannot be labeled, and you literally never know where he's going to show up. He's unpredictable because he defines himself for himself. And that's a very good metaphor how to be very modern in the 21st century. And that's what the voguers are doing all the time. And they are doing it from the 60s. So it means that it's not just like a small phenomenon. It's a real way of being, of living in a society. So I was, when I met the Warriors and I first met Marquise Revlon and David Revlon, but I know him from Dale Backert since the very beginning. These are the two people I met for the first time, and I decided to go on the work thanks to them, actually. My work is more about them than voguing, but I'm using what is underneath voguing, and that, you know, can give some clues to how to behave in the French banlieue.
Mm-hmm. And the French banlieue is different than downtown Paris. I mean, explain to folks the difference between...
Yeah, in here, France,
In Baltimore and in many American cities, the sort of grittiest part of the city is downtown.
Yeah.
And the outskirts is where...
But France is really much about Louis XIV and the center and the periphery. Everything is centered in Paris. So the work I'm doing is trying to blow out this idea of center. There is no center anymore. But in the same time, that's also why I bring Baroque into this work, because Baroque is about Louis XIV, about the politics, about what is the center, what is good and bad, and I'm trying to redefine what is good and bad.
And Dale Blackheart, so as an artist, you are known as Dale Blackheart, and as a voguer, your name is Little David Revlon.
Yes.
So the names and the identities, this is a very much about identity, isn't it?
Yes. It's definitely about it. Like, you know, for years, I mean, as, you know, my name being that, you know, given by government, David is it. So coming out, it was just natural, Little David. But as I grew, I figured, you know, to create this different kind of person that I'm more comfortable with, you know, in an artist way, in an artistry way, rather. And that was then when someone really identified by that, and I kind of had to stick with it because, I mean, you know, our connection was just so pure that when he viewed me as that, I was like, wow, he really believes in that, not believe me because I'm saying that's my name, but believe in, you know,
in that
my
persona,
definition,
in that
exactly,
character.
The definition of that person aside from.
Yeah, you know, gender is performative. You perform your gender and you perform your identity, so you can choose what who you want to be also. But what is interesting also is that David Revlon is competing, but Dale Blackheart is able to convey voguing without this dispositive of competition. What I'm trying to do in the work...
That's
is
a pretty
to,
heavy concept for
yeah,
everyone. So
but,
let's unpack that for a second. So Little David is competing,
yeah,
but Dale Blackheart is able to convey
voguing to an audience from to outsiders, mm-hmm, without being in a ball. That's the whole idea of my work, is to shift and to bring voguing into art spaces, not to make voguing exotic, but to make voguing a possible... how to say that, for the audience to really understand what is voguing and to take from voguing what they want to take.
Frédéric Nozicel, he's a French photographer. His subjects in the exhibition that he has currently up in New York are people from Baltimore's voguing community. Dale Blackheart is one of those people who performs as Little David Revlon. So Dale Blackheart, that's an interesting notion that Frédéric has just introduced, that to make voguing not exotic. Isn't it supposed to be? I mean, the photographs are very exotic. The costumes are exotic. The vibe of it seems to me, as an outsider, very exotic, and that's what's great about it. What do you think?
I mean, it is exotic to the naked eye almost, but I mean, it's like once you start to, it's like that's just it. It's so much more to it than that once you start breaking down the layers. You know, it's like in one specific portrait that is displayed in the exhibit, I'm from Baltimore. I was right there almost when he was doing most of the pictures, but I'm there and I'm looking at different things in the picture like, yeah, I get it. It's not just about the people. It's about everything behind it, you know, and it is exotic, but it's at the same time, it's so pure and it's like, it should be appreciated more than like showcased like through, you know, it's not like, oh, ooh, ah. It's more like, oh, ooh, ah, like really slowly understanding.
Because these photographs, what's striking to me about them is that, Frédéric Nozicel, you've chosen to photograph the voguers outside of the club. These are not on runways. These are not in the house ball situation. They are
in their backyards
here in Baltimore's East and West Side. Mm-hmm. So why have you taken this out of the place where the performance happens? Is the fact that you're taking it out of that context, what does that do to our understanding of voguing?
It's also the idea that it's a very underground culture, and for the first time it comes at the surface of the city. And this city is what made them being what they are. So I wanted to put them in the background where they grew up and made them who they are now. Because this is this environment that creates the conditions of the possibility of something like voguing. Voguing is to struggle against a very hard environment, not being victims. And to my point of view, the community of Baltimore, the politics in Baltimore, and if I have a message to Mayor Stephanie Rawls, is just to acknowledge the existence and the very importance of voguing and the voguers here, because they bring clues of how to be also feminine in a very urban environment, which is, to my point of view, something very important. Mm-hmm.
And Dale Blackheart, within the context of the larger gay community, how is voguing taken? How is it accepted? Is it becoming more mainstream within the LGBT community?
Definitely. I mean, we're becoming more mainstream in, you know, just regular society itself, but specifically in all aspects of the gay community, I think that more and more people are accepting of it. Where we have events that, you know, like you all viewed in November, that was, you know, driven by the overall LGBT community and, you know, for a good cause. So it's definitely becoming more and more, you know, a thing that everyone enjoys and acknowledges as being, you know, necessary and... Mm-hmm.
And Frederic Nozicel, here's of some music of Rameau that you're going to be doing some work with. A very different kettle of fish, as we say in America, than the Ha dance, right? So why this music as an inspiration for voguing?
We were with Mark Hisweber and we were doing a shooting outside, and there were some house sound in the car, and I told him that the police would come up, and with this music in the car, in the streets where we're not allowed to shoot, I told him we would have some problems, so I proposed to put some classical in the car just to surprise the police, right? And then I challenged Marquise to vogue on this music, and then we came up to do practices, and I brought baroque because of what I told earlier. So Marquise is going to perform a solo on this Rameau music.
Right, so the music is all over the map, and the interpretation's all over the map. Well, thank you both. I really appreciate it. It's been great to meet you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The portraits of members of Baltimore's voguing community by the photographer Frederic Nozicel are on display at the Juliet Manieret Contemporary Art Gallery in New York. The show is called The Fireflies, Baltimore, Paris, and it's there until Sunday. Baltimore artist Dale Blackheart is one of the subjects in some of those portraits. You can sample some of the photographs on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us this morning. Tomorrow, outgoing Goucher College President Sandy Unger discusses his tenure and the future of the liberal arts. I hope you can join us tomorrow morning on Maryland Morning.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio, WYPR, in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Stephanie Hughes, Matt Purdy, and Jamila Kay. Nathan Sterner directs and engineers. We have production help from Cassandra Morales and Justina Latimer.
You can learn more about what you've heard on our show or catch something you've missed on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast.
And I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.